Let's get the latest on the U.S. military operation in Syria. President Biden spoke earlier today at the White House.
Last night, operating on my orders, the United States military forces successfully removed a major terrorist threat to the world, the global leader of ISIS.
The president said Abu Ibrahim al-Qureshi blew himself up when U.S. special forces closed in on his compound in Syria. Women and children were among at least 13 people who died. Let's bring in NPR's national security correspondent, Greg Myrie. And Greg, what else are we learning today about this raid?
So this raid by the U.S. began shortly after midnight local time. U.S. Special Operation Forces in helicopters reached this cinder block house in an area called Atme. It's in northwest Syria near the border with Turkey. And lots of extremist groups have been operating in this area throughout the Syrian war. And according to witnesses, the U.S. forces used loudspeakers calling on the people to come out of this house, and they didn't. So then a lengthy standoff ensued, and eventually a firefight broke out. And during this time, the ISIS leader, Abu Ibrahim al-Qureshi, blew himself up on the third floor of this house. He killed other people in the house, according to President Biden, and then the firefight ensued.
President Biden said that al-Qureshi was the driving force behind several high-profile attacks in recent years, including against the Yazidi people in Iraq in 2014. Let's listen.
We all remember the gut-wrenching stories, mass slaughters that wiped out entire villages, thousands of women and young girls sold into slavery, rape used as a weapon of war.
Most people had probably never heard of this man. Who was he?
Yeah, that's right, Peter. So he's originally from Iraq. He's in his mid-40s, and he was apparently a militant for most of the past decade in the various wars in these regions. And as the Islamic State surged to prominence in 2014, he became one of the senior figures of this group. Now, they lost that territory, and the group's previous leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, he was killed in a similar raid by the U.S. in this same general area back in 2019. So al-Qureshi took over. Not much was known about him. He kept a low profile, no photos or videos. But he was on a State Department terrorist list, and there was a $10 million reward for him. U.S. officials are saying today they've been planning this raid for al-Qureshi specifically for at least the past couple months.
13 people who died included, as I said, women and children. That's according to the volunteer humanitarian group known as the White Helmets. Do we know yet if the United States bears any responsibility for their deaths? I mean, you just said that the president mentioned that he blew himself up and that's how they died. What else do we know?
Right. So Qureshi's the detonation of a suicide bomb apparently cost him his life and at least three other people there. Now, we don't know how many others might have been killed in the firefight back and forth. The U.S. said they did manage to rescue or get 10 people out of that house alive. The White Helmets said they entered the house shortly after the U.S. forces left by helicopter. They say they recovered 13 bodies, most of them women and children. Biden stressed that he was very aware of the possibility of civilian casualties, and that's why he sent U.S. troops on the ground rather than opting for, say, a drone strike.
We can probably presume that someone will come up behind al-Qureshi and take his place. So what does his death actually mean for the Islamic State?
Yeah, Peter, that's always a hard question. He certainly didn't have the stature of his predecessor, al-Baghdadi, and we don't know who will replace him. But we have seen that ISIS remains dangerous. Just to cite one recent example, and the ISIS affiliate in Afghanistan carried out a major suicide bombing at the Kabul airport last August, killed almost 200 people, mostly Afghan civilians, but also 13 U.S. troops.
So his replacement is one unanswered question. What else do you want to know?
Well, I think President Biden certainly has wanted to pivot to Asia, but this crisis in Ukraine and this raid in Syria shows that the U.S. is still likely to be active in other regions as well. Biden has made it clear he doesn't want large numbers of U.S. troops in these sort of open-ended wars. But this does show that he is willing to use a small U.S. force for some counterterrorism operations.
NPR's national security correspondent Greg Myrie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.